Today on the In All Kinds of Weather forecast, Tailgate Talk is back, and we are projecting the Gators' win-loss record in the 2024 season. We will go game by game in the Gators' 2024 schedule. We'll tell you if we think the Gators win or lose each game, and we'll give you a little bit of analysis as to why we think that. We did record this just before the start of spring practice, but as none of our predictions have really changed over the past couple weeks, we thought that today would be a good day to release this. So sit back, grab a chair, grab a drink, and enjoy Tailgate Talk, powered by the In All Kinds of Weather forecast.
Welcome to another episode of Tailgate Talk, folks. My name is Casey. I am your host of Tailgate Talk, and if Neil were to want to include me anymore in the screen, that would be nice, but, you know, he likes to put a half of me on the screen. I am here with Neil Shulman, the founder of the... It's going to be a long Uber ride to the airport for you later. I am here with Neil Shulman, the founder of the In All Kinds of Weather Network. And folks, if you haven't gotten that from our last few episodes, we're sort of like big brother, little brother.
I'm the big brother, even though he's older. That's just the way the dynamic works.
No, not really. So we are talking today about pre-spring projections. Now, as of today, spring camp has not opened yet. It is very close to opening within the next week or two, but it has not opened yet.
It opens on Thursday. This will probably be released after that. This is not a time-sensitive thing, so we're going to hold it for a few days until after. But
right now, we are doing this that spring camp has not opened yet.
And this will still be relevant when this draft.
Correct.
Don't worry.
So, save for any like horrific injuries or things, God forbid, that happen. So, we are doing a pre-spring game-by-game prediction.
Are you going to do just wins and losses, or is your percent chance Florida has to win?
I'm just going to do wins and losses just because I don't have enough information to do the percentages here.
All right.
So, and I know you're fond of percentages, but I don't have enough information to do that yet. So,
are we allowed to do coin flip?
No.
Okay.
Nope. You got to pick a winner or a loss.
Okay.
You can start with a coin flip, but eventually you will have to pick it.
Yeah.
Fair?
Fair.
See? That's why I'm the big brother here. I come up with the solutions. So, we'll start off Saturday, August 31st. The tropical depressions of Coral Gables roll into Gainesville, ranked 24th preseason. Fun fact, folks, 9 of the 12 teams that the University of Florida plays next year are ranked in the way too early top 25. So, I don't know if Miami belongs there. I don't know if just the pollsters wanting Miami to be something and do something are the reason that they're there, but
they have to throw one of those teams in the top 25.
And
it's not Florida.
I mean, Miami just makes stupid mistakes like that Georgia Tech game last year, where all they needed to do was take a knee and Georgia Tech beat them.
Also some dumb stuff down the stretch against FSU too.
This reminds me of Utah 2022. It's a must, except in the fact that this is a must-win game because as my good friend Nick Delator said, both coaches are selling hope. And this is where you have to buy the hope, or you have to sell the hope.
Yeah.
What one of these coaches is going to buy hope, and one of these coaches is going to sell hope at when the clock hits 0-0-0.
The loser of this game is in big trouble.
The loser of this game is in very big trouble. So
the coach, I mean, not
correct.
The team.
Correct.
The coach's future at that school is in big trouble.
Thank you, Captain Obvious. So
I hate you.
So, you know, Neil, it's in the swamp. It's the first game of the year. It's I always call Miami a non-traditional rivalry game because we don't play them every year.
Especially like Auburn. Auburn.
Yeah. Yeah, I give it that. Or even Michigan at this point for all the times we played them over the past 5 years.
5 years, but yeah.
Win
or loss, Miami?
I'm going to give a win.
I think Florida gets it done. I mean, look, Florida has a lot of issues, but I think Miami has more. So I think Florida,
I'm not impressed with their quarterback that they got.
Dan Ward from Washington State.
And then where was he before that? I mean, he's been a few places. So I trust Graham Mertz more than I trust Cam Ward.
Yeah.
Is what that comes down to.
And also worth noting, it is going to be Mertz's second year in this offense.
Yep.
Ward does have more or as much experience, but he's
and the offensive line cannot get much worse than they were last year.
Right.
I mean,
Jesus. Win. We agree.
I'm going to give that a win.
You better not lose. That's
so. Yeah. Neil and I are both 1-0. I don't really need to talk about Stanford that much. Last time they came to the Swamp, yes, they did hang up 52 on us. We still won.
Win.
I think we win.
Yeah, win.
Now, Texas A&M, this is a tricky – it's a conference opener. It's at home. I'm going to bet that's probably either going to be a noon game or somewhere around the 3 or 4. We don't know what the windows are going to be with ESPN this year. They could be a whole bunch of anything. I think that's a day game. I think that's in the daylight. It's not under the lights at the Swamp.
We don't have a conference September home games, though, at noon.
But it's a conference opener.
We don't really have many September noon games.
Yeah, but Florida, Texas A&M, that's not something that people go, woo!
But it wasn't the last time they came either. That was at night.
Well, yeah. There is nothing that I will ever dream of that gives me nightmares more than Felipe Franks running around the yard like a giraffe in a turd-colored uniform.
Anthony Becked on the call, like, unbelievable. Just like that. In that exact deadpan, unbelievable, as Franks is running like that.
Just awful.
I will say if we played A&M later in the year, it would be a loss. Mm-hmm. I think because it is early, they have so many things they have to figure out still in Mike Elko's third week there. I think that's when they do have to play Notre Dame.
Yeah, they open with Notre Dame at home.
Okay.
So that's not a gimme game.
No.
So
I'll stick with my prediction. Florida will win that game. If it was later, I would say A&M wins.
I'm with you on that one. I think Mike Elko is a better coach than Billy Napier, but Billy Napier, for better or for worse, has multiple years under his belt at Florida. So I'm going to give him.
Although A&M does have some Florida players.
And it's at home.
Yeah.
So that makes me feel better because next game, Mississippi State on the road, this Florida team is an excrement show. So I'm not using a bad language here. It's an excrement show when it goes on the road. We all know that.
They are good for one road win a year.
They are.
A&M his first year at Carolina last year.
And it's not going to be Mississippi State. I don't think it's.
Well, because if it's not Mississippi State, who is it going to be?
We'll get there. But I don't think it's going to be Mississippi State. I think Florida drops one because you're going to come in 3-0. You're going to come in high on the hog. And I think that is just a perfect trap game because you're off the next week after that. And then you have UCF, so you can hopefully, you know, put your foot off the gas. I think Florida loses at Mississippi State.
You have to go into that bye week 4-0.
I agree.
I will call my shot right here. If Napier has a loss in any of those first four games, he will not make it to 25. I'm calling my shot right now. You have to reach that bye week 4-0.
I mean, Mississippi State's where Florida coaches go to die. I mean, you think Ron Zook went there to die, and they're bad.
They had Jarius Norwood that year. This team has nothing. They lost Will Rogers. Nothing.
Reason I'm saying we lose is because I have been in that stadium. Those cowbells are loud. They're real. They are real. They are loud. Florida's lost to bad football teams over the last few years.
That's also true.
So
I'll say win.
All right. So I'm saying
me being the positive one, by the way, just put that out there.
So I've got Florida at 3-1 going into the first bye week on September 28th. Neil has them at 4-0.
Yeah.
Then coming back, Central Florida at the Swamp, October 5th.
Well, that is a game we have just anointed as our Gator Good Foundation game.
Tell everybody about the Gator Good.
Gator Good Foundation is a 501c3 that brings some Gator fan that is just going through a not great time in their life, for lack of a better way to put it. I mean, we've brought Army veterans. We've brought children who have been bullied at school. We've brought children who have lost loved ones. So any Gator fan who has never really been to a Gator football game in the Swamp and could really use the pick-me-up. That's kind of our target demo here.
How do they apply?
So they apply by going to GatorGoodFoundation.com and reading about more about what we've done, and then emailing GatorGoodFoundation@gmail.com. Also, to donate to our cause, go to our website, GatorGoodFoundation.com. Click on the orange donate button. Very simple.
All right. So UCF.
Better not lose that one.
I think Florida wins, but I think this is one of those like 17-13 sort of just slog fests that you've got kids playing for Central Florida. I mean, KJ Jefferson, last time he was in Swamp, went ballistic. He was running all over the yard that day.
He did.
So, and you think Gus Malzahn isn't going to have him running all over the yard? Because Gus Malzahn remembers the last time he was at the Swamp. So,
for Auburn.
I'm saying that's a coin flip game. I'm saying Florida wins, but I don't think it's a pretty win.
I will say Florida wins, and it's just because they're better. They're just a better football team. Florida has a lot of problems, but UCF / Central Florida Golden Citronauts have more. So
the Golden Knights.
No, the Golden Citronauts originally. Florida wins that one.
All right. So I've got Florida at 5-1. Neil has Florida.
No, five games so far.
Yep. So I've got Florida at 4-1. Neil has Florida at 5-0.
Yes.
Going into October 12th at Tennessee.
Here come the losses.
Okay. You go ahead.
In bunches. Yeah, no.
You think Florida loses at Tennessee?
Yes.
I think
Nico Amadeo is too good of a quarterback. Our defense, I'm going to have to see it to believe it. And he's going to put up some ungodly numbers. And they are going to need that game, because if you go look at their schedule, they have some games that they're probably going to lose coming into that game. So you lose all those games and then lose to Florida, that season comes off the rails very quick. So Josh Heupel will have them ready to play.
Death, taxes, and Florida beating Tennessee.
We lost the last time we were there.
I know, but it was close. It wasn't like that was a runaway loss.
Sure.
So Florida does not get blown out at Neyland Stadium. They don't. They just don't. So it doesn't matter if Will Muschamp is the coach. Doesn't matter if Ron Zook is the coach. Doesn't matter if Dan Mullen's the coach. We don't get blown out in Neyland Stadium. I think that's the road game we win this year. I think that's that one road game we win this year. Yeah, and I think this team is mad with what Tennessee tried, their antics at the end of the game last year. I don't think this year's team has forgotten about that.
That's fair.
Because really, that Tennessee win last season, that was the high watermark, I think, of the whole year. I don't think there was another win that
I'd say of his whole tenure. I mean, Utah was kind of a fluke.
I agree.
It was quickly diminished by what happened the week after that.
So I think Florida beats Tennessee.
Okay.
Neil has Florida losing to Tennessee.
But we're both 5-1 now.
We're both 5-1 now.
Kentucky comes to the Swamp. They have beaten Florida 3 in a row after Florida, a couple years before that, had reeled off 31 in a row. What do you think?
I think Kentucky beats them. Mark Stoops is a better coach than Billy Napier. I have never seen a Florida team bullied in the way that, I mean, we were pushed, thrown around, beaten up, and just bullied on the yard at Kroger Field in Lexington last year against Kentucky.
I mean, I've seen that the last 3 years in Jacksonville,
but that's different against a lesser team, correct?
I've never
seen I have never seen Florida just abused
in the trenches was
against Kentucky, no less. I mean,
that was bad.
And we even had too many men on the field, and they still got the two point conversion.
13 men on the field, and they still got the 2 point conversion. Mm-hmm. So this is one game I'm gonna say is a coin flip for Florida.
We'll come back to that for you then. So I've got Florida losing that game. Then we have the bye week, the second bye week. There are two bye weeks in 2024. Okay. First one is on September 28th. The second one is on October 26th. So for any men out there getting ready to propose to your women, suggest those dates for weddings. September 28th and October 26th. Those are bye weeks. Florida does not play.
Don't do it in the fall at all.
Yeah, good luck with that. So going into Georgia, do we really need to talk much about this? About this stretch after the bye week, folks. I know we're going to go game by game, but I want to put it out there in these terms. In successive weeks, Florida plays number one Georgia, at number four Texas, number 12 LSU at home, number six LSU at home, and then they go on
Ole Miss.
And then on November 30th, they take their show to the circus school in Tallahassee. So, and they're ranked 15. So we have 1, 4, 12, 6, and 15.
Again, these rankings are very preliminary.
I agree, but just looking at that.
Yeah.
On
look
paper,
what they did last year.
You got
with the FSU being so different.
I mean, really, you have three teams that should – one team that was, but you have three teams that should have been in the playoff last year. We can argue all day long about Florida State. Florida State was undefeated.
Georgia was one of the four best teams.
Georgia was one of the four best teams.
Easily.
So getting back to that,
Georgia,
I don't think Florida beats – I think the only hope Florida has is to not lose the shutout streak against Georgia. I think that's yeah. all we're playing for.
Well, I mean, the first drive of the game is always pre-scripted, and you'll have 2 weeks to do it. Like we saw last year, mm-hmm. first drive of the game worked pretty well for us.
I was sitting in Lincoln, Nebraska. It was 12 degrees, and I cheered, and that was the end of that.
Yeah.
So
I was in the stadium that day. It was fun for
I refused to go to that game anymore. So
anyway, no.
Georgia, we both have a loss.
Yeah.
So we're both 5-2?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's going to be 8 games. So that's 5, and I have a coin flip against Kentucky.
That's right. So I'm at 5-3.
I guess I have to pick one just to keep going with the record. I will say we beat Kentucky. There's another coin flip game coming, I will say, later.
Okay. At Texas.
No, they're just two teams on different levels.
I do encourage all Gator fans go out there, knock it off the list.
Sure.
They're a member of the SEC. I've been to Austin. I don't have the same feel of Austin that some people do, that it's an amazing place, but maybe you'll find it different. So yes, we both have a loss to Texas.
A big one. That was
that's going to be a big loss. But Neil, I'm breaking my own rule.
No, you're not.
I think we beat LSU.
Oh, my God.
And the reason why is because if you look at LSU's schedule before they play Florida, LSU plays at Arkansas, so the battle for the boot, that's earlier this year.
Yeah.
Then they play at A&M. Then they have Alabama at home. And then they have us. That's a tough stretch of four games.
And now, I think it makes them better that they
get maybe it does. Maybe it does. I just – And you know, maybe this is just me as a Gator fan, but damn, I'm tired of losing to them.
It's your rule.
I am so sick and tired of losing to them. You know what? Yes, it is my rule, but now we're going to try to change the whole chemistry of it.
You've already implanted it into my brain. No, you can explain the Casey rule.
Casey rule. No. I'm going to let you explain the Casey rule.
So the Casey rule is you don't – if Florida has lost to a team – either there are two ways it goes into effect. Either 3 times in a row as more than a touchdown favorite, meaning 7.5 point favorite or more, 3 times in a row, or you just lose to the team 5 times in a row. Either one of those kicks into effect. In fact, both of them are in effect right now for Florida. They've lost 5 in a row to LSU, 19, 20, 21, 22, and 23. And they lost 3 straight by favorites of more than 7 points, 20, 21, 22. So, no, I'm not picking Florida to win because
I'm just going to pick Florida to win because I'm tired of them losing. So, let's try to put some positivity into that.
Okay, good luck.
That voodoo.
I'm the one that said we win at Mississippi State, by the way. So,
speaking of the state of Mississippi, Ole Miss, Lane Kiffin slithers into the swamp.
That is my other coin flip. I think Florida will play motivated for that game. I think this is me getting a little off the rails here. I think Napier is fired by then. I think that the players are going to be playing for him because they love him. I think the players are going to be realizing this is the last time they'll ever
play. When do you think he gets fired?
I think it's going to come in between the bye week. In between the first bye week and after the Texas game.
I could see it after the Texas game. And very similar to something like Will Muschamp, that he'll coach out the year. I could see Florida. And you know what? Billy Napier is not a bad guy. No, he's not a bad guy.
I said this many times.
Not a good coach. Not a coach that is ready to be in the big leagues yet, the SEC. I think he's a good guy, and I think Florida lets him coach out the year.
Absolutely.
I also think at that point we will be looking for a new athletic director as well. But
yes, Strickland and Napier definitely
they're definitely conjoined
to the hip for sure. But so I'm saying it's not just that; it's going to be senior night, the last time they'll ever play in the swamp. They'll be motivated for that, and I think Florida has a fighting chance. So it's that in Kentucky, in some permutation, Florida goes 1-1 in those two.
Fair enough. And last, and yes, certainly least, the Circus School of Tallahassee. We roll into the Fighting Norvells up in Tallahassee. So what do you got?
This is a third coin flip, but I can't have an odd number of coin flips. I have to pick a winner or a loss. So I think Florida loses because it's a road game. If it were in the swamp, I'd say Florida, but this is another one of those toss-ups. Because we don't know what FSU is going to be. We have no idea how DJ Uiagalelei is going to look in that offense. He has done some good things at Oregon State and Clemson. He has done some things that are good for the other team. So I don't know how he fits there. I don't know what the defense loses a lot of guys. So
I've got unknown. I've got Florida in that because they were close last year.
Before Napier blew it.
Yep. Before that trick play call. I think Florida State loses a lot.
They also gain a lot. They have hit the portal pretty aggressively.
Yeah, but Uiagalelei,
well, not just there on the defense. The defense is going to look all new.
And again, I think that that's more harm than good for them.
But we don't know, is my point.
We don't know about anything.
Well, sure. But so, I'm saying the last game of the year, there's the most chance that guys get injured, guys get suspended, you know, guys just don't pan out by then, whatever.
Florida State next year, their schedule, they start off in Ireland, then they play Boston College at home, then they're off. They play the Norvell Bowl against Memphis. Then they host Cal, new member of the
ACC.
California, the new member of the Atlantic Coast Conference.
Just call it the BCC, the Bi-Coastal Conference.
Then you have at SMU, again, the Atlantic Dallas, Coast Conference.
Texas. Yeah.
Then they play Clemson at home, and then they're off. But then they have back-to-back road games against Duke and Miami.
But Duke's going to fall off a cliff after Elko left.
I think they split because the game is in Miami.
That doesn't mean anything, though.
You know,
there were more Gators than games there for the baseball
I agree, but those people roll out of the projects in Hialeah whenever Florida or Florida State are come to Miami.
It's going to be 50-50 at best for Miami. Probably an FSU advantage.
They play UNC. That's never an easy game.
No, it's not.
For them. Then they go to Notre Dame.
That's probably a loss.
Then they're off. They play Charleston Southern, and then they host us. So they have a gimme game before we play them, and we have a top five opponent, which is why
– number six.
Top 10 opponent, which is why – I think Florida wins because they're going to be more battle tested at that point. I think their schedule's harder. I think they will have been through the ringer. I think, to your point, this might be Billy Napier's last game. I think they play hard for him. And I think Florida comes up with the dub.
I could see like a Ron Zuckfield.
Yep. That's exactly. Nice, I mean, think about it. Even though he lost, Will Muschamp should not have lost that game in 2014.
But
He did. But Florida shouldn't have lost that game.
They played hard.
They
for
did.
Sure,
they did.
Until Tevin Westbrook stonehanded that ball for a pick six. But
so
they were in control of that game.
They were in control of that game. So, and there were some bad balls in that game too. Shocking. So
bad decisions by Muschamp too.
Correct. So if we are looking at this then, so the final record prediction, I've got Florida 1-0, 2-0. 3-0, 3-1, 4-1, 5-1, 5-2, 5-3, 5-4, 6-4. Oh God, Ole Miss, that's hard, dude. I'm gonna go with you. I'm gonna go 7-4. I've got Florida ending the year at 8-4. I'm on some serious.
If Florida goes 8-4, Napier's coming back.
True. So but I'm on some serious ish with that. But
I'm saying 6-6. It one. So
this team could be anywhere from 4-8. To 8-4.
So, all right, I will say Florida wins the first five. That's Miami, that's Stanford, that's Texas A&M, that is at Mississippi State, and then that's Central Florida. So that's 5-0. I will say Florida gets one of the next seven. That's going to be either Kentucky or Mississippi or maybe FSU. They will get one of the next seven. They finish.
I'd take losing to Mississippi and Kentucky if we beat the Circus School.
I would take it too.
I would
100%
take it.
But I'm talking what's likely and what's not likely. The other two were at home, and that one's on the road.
Well, there you have it, folks. There are pre-spring predictions. So definitely come back and see if we were right, see if we were wrong.
And we'll do more of these, by the way.
We'll do more of these along the way. This is number one. This is 1.0.
Yeah.
So
let's say this is number zero.
Yeah. So we'll be doing this. But feel free to give us a follow on Twitter, Tailgate Talk, FLA. Give Neil a follow on Twitter, All Kinds Weather. And hit the subscribe button so Neil can go out and buy some ramen noodles for himself. And let us know what we got right and let us know what we got wrong. But until then, keep calm and chomp on. Go Gators.
I hope I'm wrong about that 6-6 record.
You're always wrong about everything. You know that, right?
Well, then it should be pretty easy. Well, for Florida. I mean, I could be wrong on the other way, too.
You're always wrong with everything.
Florida could go 3-9, and I said 6-6.
If Florida goes 3-9, I'm jumping in the water outside of my place, and there are probably snakes and alligators in there, but, yeah. You know.
Then I guess I'll just take all your ramen noodles. I'm gonna have to buy them.
I don't
For
eat
myself.
ramen noodles. I'm not that cheap.
Well, I'm not either, but that was just going along with your joke.
Hope
later.
Later, everybody.